Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it is time for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. You never know, we could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours. It could be yours
today. It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Subject: how far is too far with my man? Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I have been together for 2 years, and we've been married for 6 months. I'm 28, and he's 3 years younger than I am. I have a 7-year-old son from a previous relationship, and my husband loves him to death. I started having sex when I was in middle school, and by the time I was a senior in high school, I was running with a crew of girls and working as an escort for older men. I loved sex and couldn't get enough of it. I'm way more advanced sexually than my husband because of past encounters with older men. After I had my son, I stopped partying and tried to make things work with my son's father. He soon found out about my reputation and he dumped me. I joined a church, and I guess you could say I got saved. I met my new husband at church, and I played the wholesome role the whole time we dated, and I even abstained from having sex with him until we got married. My problem is, there's no way for me to suppress the fire that's deep inside my soul. I love sex and everything about it. I've tried to ease my husband into my world gradually, and he says each time we make love, it gets better and better. I was honest about my past. Well, not totally honest about the number of men I've been with or about my bad reputation. I told him I learned a lot from an older man I was dating. He says he loves the kinky things I do to him, but the other night he got offended and asked me to stop doing what I was doing. This is a problem for me because I need him to match my freakiness in the bedroom, and he's reluctant to go all in with me. How far is too far with my new husband? Please advise. Well, too far with the other person is whatever they say is too far, okay? If your husband is uncomfortable and turned off, it's time to stop. I mean, you're too much for him right now. And whatever freaky, offensive thing you did for him, to him, he is not feeling it at all. You don't have to do or you don't have to show him everything you've ever done in the bedroom. We get it. You love sex. We get it. We get it. You guys can still have fun, enjoy each other, but you've got so much experience in him, like you said. So don't expect that he's ever going to match your freakiness. That may never happen. I say take it slow. You got to really take it slow with your husband. I mean, I know you said, you know, every time you guys make love, it gets better and better. But whatever you did, he didn't like. He didn't like that at all. I don't think you need to do everything or show him everything or tell him how many men you've been with in the past and all that. You don't have to do that. You have plenty of time, you know, in this marriage. You guys are so young to swing from the chandeliers later. But stop doing what you're doing because it's turning your man off. And that's going to be a problem in your marriage if you don't. Steve?
I don't know how to answer this letter because
you know what she did.
I have some questions about what she's doing and what she's done, and then I think I have a solution. I'm not really sure how to do this letter. I can't solve your problem. Let me just start by telling you that. I've read the letter. I've heard Shirley's response. I don't really have anything for you except one thing, and I'll probably wait to the second half of this letter to give it to you. But just let me tell you something. Your past has caught up with you. You've been having sex since you was in middle school. Now, you got a 3-year-old son by your former guy that you were dating. When he found out about your past, he dumped you. You got a 7-year-old son that you had from your relationship with a man before. And after he found out about your reputation and everything, he dumped you. You tried to make it work. You stopped partying and stuff. But once he found out about your reputation, he dumped you. Then you joined the church, and I guess you could say I got saved. Well, see, that's a little shaky thing to say. I guess you could say I got saved. No, you have to tell us if you got saved or not. If you're not saved, it's no problem. Most people aren't. That's not a problem. You can still be okay. But you have to tell us that. Not no, we ain't got to guess you saved or nothing. Then you met your new husband at church and you played the wholesome role the whole time you dated. And you even sustained from having sex with him until we got married. I don't know how he married you, but I don't know what y'all did, but something happened. Anyway, my problem is there's no way for me to suppress the fire that's deep in my soul. I love sex and everything about it. You know, and then you said, I've tried to ease my husband into my world gradually, and he says each time we make love, it gets better. I don't know what to do. I think you got to stop easing him into it. You're just going to have to go for it, but you got in problem because you're not, you've been honest about your past, but not totally honest about the number of men I've been with or about my bad reputation. I don't think you need to bring that up. Leave that in your past, young lady. I told him I've learned a lot from an older man I was dating, and he says he loves the kinky things I do to him, but the other night, here we go with the whole letter. He got offended and asked me to stop doing what I was doing. That's the part of this letter we got to get to, and this is the problem with me because I need him to match my freakiness in the bedroom, and he's reluctant to go all in with me. How far is too far with my new husband? Please advise. When I come back, I will give you a list of things that I think is too far.
Okay, all right.
That's all I can help you with. I don't know what you're doing, but when we come back, I do know what too far is.
Yeah. It's whatever you say it is. All right. Part two of Steve's response is coming up at 23 minutes after. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, how far is too far with my man? We'll be back right after this.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. This is a freaky one right here. The subject is, how far is too far with my man?
Well, this girl who's 28 and got this man that's 3 years younger. She's got a 7-year-old son from a previous relationship, and the husband loves the little boy. She admitted that she started having sex when she was in middle school and started running with a crew of girls by the time she was in high school that was an escort for older men. She said, I love sex and I couldn't get enough of it. I'm way more advanced sexually than my husband because of my past encounters with older men. Lord have mercy, this story is getting more troublesome. Then after she had her son, she stopped partying and tried to make things work with your son's father. He soon found out about your reputation. He cut you loose. So after that, she joined the church and say she got saved and she met a new husband at the church and played the wholesome role the whole time, and they dated and even abstained from having sex with him until we got married. But you did something to make him want to marry you, so probably didn't go all the way, but you learned enough stuff to where he wanted to marry you. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. Problem is, there's no way for me to suppress the fire that's deep in my soul. This woman loves sex so much, and she's tried to ease her husband into my world. Sometimes you need to leave your worlds behind But no, you want to drag him into it. He says each time we make love, it gets better and better. See, now you done eased him into it now. But then you said you were honest about your past, not totally honest with the number of men you've been with. Don't ever tell him that. And don't tell him about your bad reputation. Don't tell him that. I told him I learned a lot from an older man I was dating. He says he loves the kinky things I do to him. Here's what this letter is about. But the other night, he got offended and asked me to stop doing what I was doing. This is a problem for me because I need him to match my freakiness, which may not be possible. You've been with men since middle school. This boy right now is 3 years younger than you. You 28, he 25. You're taking him too fast. He asked you the other night to stop doing something that you was doing. That's a problem for you because you need him to match your freakiness in the bedroom, and he's reluctant to go all in with me. How far is too far with my new husband? Please advise. This is all Uncle Steve got for you. I'm going to give you a short list of things that we probably don't like.
Too far for you.
That's too far. Leave them tools in the toolbox. Don't go outside in the garage coming in here with nothing. Don't do that. That little red box, leave that thing shut. That's probably going to be too far. You know, there's other things I need to know. Need to know this right here. None of my openings...
Okay.
Is to be opened.
Hello. Say that
I
again.
I just need you to know that. None of my openings needs to be open. Don't do that too far.
You're too far.
I'm just going, radio. I'm just telling you what we don't need. I just, you know, here's something else. Stop asking me. No, I cannot lick my own toes. I can't do that no more. I'm 65. If I could bend my foot up that far, it'd be a miracle. No, I can't do that. Quit asking me. I tell you something else that's too far. No, I don't want to be choked. Quit asking me. Don't ask me to be choked and stop asking me to choke you. I don't like your eyes bugging out your head like that. It scare me. I don't like that. Stop talking to me about getting choked. Please. Cut your fingernails. This is too much. That's something else about. I'm going to tell you something else I don't like. I don't like whip marks. Stop doing that to me. I do not like whip marks. Come on now. Okay. I've been in here with you, but you're going too far now. Whoosh, all this here. This is not fun. Whoosh, whoosh. I don't like that. Stop. That hurts. I want you to stop what you're doing. Another thing right here. Your tongue is too long. I don't know what I was going to take me how long to say this to you, but your tongue is too... Yes, it is. And this goes back to some things I said earlier, but your tongue is too long. And now I can't walk in your stilettos. Stop strapping them on my feet. I broke two pair of heels. Stop asking me that. I am going to tell you that. Listen to me. I'm just going to tell you this. Listen to me, baby. Not you going too far. My fist is just for fighting. That's all it's for. My fist is just for fighting.
Okay.
When I ball these things up and I throw these hands, these is just for fighting.
We get it.
You know. And one last thing before you go.
Come on.
Quit biting me everywhere. I don't like all that. Y'all not,
too far.
Not everywhere.
All right. You can leave us your comments on today's crazy letter on Instagram and Facebook at Steve Harvey FM.
Too far.
Check the letter was too far. Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.